You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello and welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're talking about being resilient in life. Come on, you want to have that that hunger, that fire, that drive. But we all know that sometimes the unexpected happens, heartbreaks happen, and we have to find our way to muscle through that and stay resilient during times that we have to go through adversity. And we have brought you an inspirational guest coming up in our next segment that perfectly exemplifies that. Birdie Lynn, who had to be resilient amongst sexual abuse and racial discrimination and just so many hurdles that she had to leap over to really find out who she was as a woman, but always retaining her dreams in her hands and they wouldn't be taken from her by others. So it's a very inspiring story. I don't want you to miss that. Also, beyond today's show, we always want to make sure that you're supported. So feel free to go to livingfullout.com, go to our page for the radio show. All of our episodes are there for you. And you just pick the theme of what you're going through most right now, and we'll make sure that you know, you get those episodes and you stay motivated. Also, if you're on the go, make sure you go to your app store. Look out for the Living Full Out Radio app. Or if you're spring cleaning at home, then go ahead and, you know, go to Alexa, put Living Full Out Radio in as a skill, and you can hear us that way as well. Now, it's really important to me that throughout this show that you do call in if you have questions, if you're feeling like you need to, you know, get through a certain scenario in your life, because we want you to have that freedom, that oxygen, that exhale, so that you can move forward past that obstacle. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a listener on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Hi, hello.
Hi, thank you for joining us. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have a question. My name is Austin, and I am a junior at Penn State. And with graduation coming up, I've been looking into like where I want to start my career. And I guess my question is, how do I know when a location is right for me? And like, what signs comes with that?
That's actually a really, really great question. And, you know, sometimes people feel like the biggest growth is when they move halfway across the country, go to the big city, right? And that could be a way of getting that personal growth. But other times it can be right in your town where you retain all the relationships that you've built, whether it be over the time you've been at school or your hometown, if that's different. And, you know, I remember back when my older sister graduated from medical school, she got a physical therapy degree. And she was a traveling physical therapist for several years, ended up meeting a guy and so forth. And now she lives in Jackson, Mississippi. Love my sister. But, you know, we don't have her for holidays. We don't have her, you know, I mean, she's excelling, got a family, got a career. But, you know, it's you have to figure out, you know, kind of look at your life like a pie, right? And every slice of that pie is a piece of you. One is your career slice. One is your family slice, your friend slice, your personal growth slice. And you want to, at this juncture in your life, so early on where you're making these decisions, you want to look at where do you want to spend your time? You know, where are those priorities? Because if the priorities are the friends and the family and traditions and being home for every holiday, then you're better suited off finding a job in a location near what makes your heart sing, which is are the relationships you've built. Now, if you're an adventurous spirit and you want to take a bite of the Big Apple, literally New York or something like that, then, you know, then you're better suited saying to all your friends and family, you know, I'll be back or I'll stay in touch. But you have to follow that passion, because for the adventurous souls in us, you know, you don't want to look back in your life and say, I wish I had, what could have been, I wonder if, right? Because that can haunt you as well. So do you feel like you're more of the traditional, I want to be close to the relationships I've built, or do you feel like you're more of the adventurous, I want to take caution to the wind and go for it?
I feel
What would you
like
say?
I'm more of the, I feel like I'm more of the adventurous type, just because, as you said, I don't want to be looking back, like years later and think, what if I did this?
So if you know that you're the adventurous type, and we know that we're going to go down that lane, what is the obstacle? What is the hurdle? What holds you back from just going for it?
I guess what's holding me back is just like familiarity. Like, I'm here with my friends. My family's near me. So going out to like a city like New York, I'm going to be far away from family members. And just like, I have to get accustomed to like a new way of life, pretty much.
Yeah, no, I get that. So remember that whatever age you are right now, in your 20s, I'm assuming, remember that back when you were 5, when you were 10, when you were 14, when you went from elementary school to junior high to high school, if you ever moved towns, you know, we have to lean on how we overcame the same feeling before, because everybody has that first day of school jitters, right? Everybody has that, we just moved to a new town jitters. Will anybody like me? It's that same scenario here. The great thing is you get to pick your friends. Back when you were in high school, those were your people, right? It wasn't like you had a big collection of different schools you could pick from. That was your friendship base, right? But here, you move to this new location, you can join networking groups and kind of have your career friends. You could go to meetup.com, which is a online social group, and meet people. Maybe you join a poker league. Maybe you join a karaoke group. Maybe it's a hiking group, right? So that could be a social group. Then you're just going to meet people naturally by going to different bars and restaurants, or, you know, just being at, you know, familiar places. So I think the thing is, you have to trust yourself, and you have to trust that as life has unfolded for you up until this point, you've been okay. You've met people. You sound pretty friendly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes. That's true.
And here's the good news. Do you want to know what really the good news is? The great thing about changes in life, and the great thing about knowing that you have this friend and family base that you'd be leaving for some amount of time, you can always go back. You can always go back. You can just go there, go away, get the experience, you know, further your degree, whatever you want to do, but you can always go back, and they will always welcome you with open arms. But you're right, that what if, that what could be, now is the time to jump on that. Okay?
Thank you so much.
I think you know what to do, and now it's get excited. Woohoo! Where are you going? You know, figure out where you're going, and every time you hit that send button and you send out a resume, blow a kiss for good luck, or, you know, get out there and just, it's called the as if factor. Go out there and function as if I already live in this city, as if I already have that job, as if I already have friends there, and get excited.
I'll definitely take that in mind. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. Oh, he sounds resilient, but I have a feeling he's going to land on both feet, maybe even do flips into his new location. It's going to be good. I'm super excited for him. And whatever you are in your life, whatever that hurdle is, I know sometimes it can be daunting and it can be scary and it can be, what if I fail? Or what if nobody likes me? Or what if I move there and I can't afford it and have to move home, and that may feel like failing? It is so much better to try and really be intentional with your words. I can succeed. I will meet friends. Because what we say to ourselves out loud, what we say in our head, in our heart, it all resonates with our ability to be resilient. You know, resilient is like a muscle that you have to work over time. And some people just have it right out of the gate at birth. But it's the times that we're pushed down. It's the times that we fall. It's the times that we're challenged that allow us to work that resilience muscle. So wherever you in your life, you might just be doing muscle crunches, right? For that resilience factor. But it's good because you want those challenges. So say, bring on the challenges. Let me have them. Okay, we're gonna be coming right back after this break with Birdie Lynn, who's gonna be sharing how she was resilient despite being sexually abused, racially discrimination, you name it. Stay with us. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. And let's get resilient today as you live your life full out with energy, passion, and a smile on your face. We'll be back.
Professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way
for an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
I'm Nancy Soleri, certified life and business coach. I want to invite you to the Personal Development Bootcamp. During the bootcamp, we're going to be looking at taking those insecurities that you have and getting rid of them. We're also going to look at ways in which you can thrive and live a life full of purpose. Go to livingfullout.com/bootcamp, livingfullout.com/bootcamp to sign up. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I'm concerned about children's health. Many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I am Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about being resilient and just what that takes in terms of tenacity, passion, empathy. You know, resilience is something that we all have the ability to do and have. And sometimes we have to look at life experiences. You know, if you get a grade that was lower than you felt you deserved, if you feel discriminated against, if you feel picked on, you know, if you got your heart broken and you loved somebody and they didn't love you the same way, you know, all of those life experiences, they hurt, right? They feel uncomfortable. They sometimes can alter our confidence in ourselves. But at the same time, they're really important moments in our life. Because they shape us. They allow us to grow. They allow us to see how far we've leaped in our ability to mature. And, you know, for me, it's kind of funny. I know that, you know, I'm so blessed to be here with all of you and on this end of the mic. But, you know, when I think about going legally blind, or when I think about, you know, seeing my family go through domestic violence, when I think about all these hurdles, it actually does bring a smile to my face, because all of those heartbreaking moments led me to you, right? That is why I'm in this seat. And that's why we bring the show to you and bring inspirational guests that exemplify resilience, such as what we're talking about today. You're not going to necessarily identify with everything that I've gone through or everything a guest has gone through. But the beauty is we can learn from each other. You know, how did we crack the code? How did we manage really stressful moments in our life? So with that in mind, I want to make sure that we listen in, because as promised, today we've brought you as our inspirational guest, Bertie Lynn, who has been through sexual abuse, has been through racial discrimination, has really had to fight for her dreams and her voice more than anything. So I'd very much like to welcome Bertie to the show.
Hi, thank Hello. You for having me.
So happy to have you on. And again, I want to say I'm so proud of you, what you've gone through, but how you've come throughout the other side and how resilient and what a survivor you are. And our audience will know more what I mean by that as we go through. But I want to take our audience back a bit, because, you know, you grew up in a family of faith. Your dad was a minister. You were very innocent. But in the early years, you know, you did have a moment with your brother where, you know, he showed his genitals. You had a moment with your sister where she, you know, molested you as well. And all of those moments kind of had you kind of alter your childhood from being innocent to being introverted and guarded. And on top of that, you know, your family didn't have a lot of money and you didn't have the best clothes, and you were bullied at school and throwing rocks at you. And I can only imagine how this 7-year-old girl handled all that pressure. And I'm curious, I know that you found your faith around 7.5. And I'm just wondering why you chose that moment at such a young age.
I chose that moment, I guess, and I'm sorry, can you just repeat what you said?
Because 7.5 is such an early age to, you know, to become a woman or girl of faith. I mean, you wanted to make sure that you walked with God. Yeah. You were feeling all of these pressures, you know, abuse from your family and abuse from other kids at school. I mean, a lot of kids would have just checked out or just played with their Barbies, but you, that's very mature that at 7.5, you intentionally look to a higher power to help you during all these hardships.
Absolutely. I just wanted to make sure I had understood what you were asking before I answered. I chose to come to Jesus and give my life over to him. after having a walk with my father, I just remember seeing the sun setting and the clouds and the way that the sun was shining and peering through them. And I just had a moment where I just knew that that is not something that just appeared. Like, there's something greater than what I know that designed that and that allows that to happen. And so it was at that moment that I wanted to be a part of that. And my father told me about Jesus, and you know, I got baptized, and I really hope that, you know, at that time, as you know, I was being molested, that God would really stop that, that he would help me with that. If he could produce a sunset and do all these wonderful things, and then he can help me in that situation. So yeah, that was the moment where I was looking for answers. I was looking for something more to life to help me.
Well, and I imagine, Bertie, that brought some peace in your heart, you know, knowing that you were doing that walk. But at the same time, you really hit your breaking point with these kids at school picking on you. And there was a day where you just wanted to be done. You wanted to commit suicide. Again, only eighth grade, so young. What happened there?
It was prior to, a little bit prior to the kids following me around on the track and taunting and teasing me. The same kids that were doing that were the kids who were constantly and consistently bullying me. But just maybe a week prior to that, they blamed me for a fight that they had, two girls had gotten into, and I had nothing to do with the fight. I was nowhere near the fight. I didn't know who was fighting, but I just remember being called into the office, and I was told, I saw all of them sitting in there, and the teacher said that, you know, the kids are saying you caused this fight. And I'm like, I had nothing to do with it. And of course the teacher didn't believe me. The kids had their heads down. I was begging them to say something, and because I was going to be suspended. And my father was down the street, and he was teaching, not down the street, he was teaching. He was a substitute teacher, and the teacher went in and told my father. And before I knew it, not only was I suspended, but I was severely beaten for something that I didn't do.
By your father, you were beaten for that?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bertie, because... I want you to stay with us because we have to go to a break. But I think this is really important because so much abuse in your family and then further abuse in your teenage 20 years. So everybody stay with us. We'll be coming right back with Bertie Lynn after this break. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be back.
Listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about being resilient. And as I promised, we brought you an inspirational guest today, Bertie Lynn, who is a great example of that and is courageously sharing her story with us today. So I'd like to welcome Bertie back to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Bertie. Happy to be with you. And I'm, again, so honored that you're sharing your story with us today. And, you know, just to kind of recap here, I know you grew up in, you know, an abusive family in the sense that there was, you know, sexual abuse and physical abuse and bullying from other peers, other kids in school, and dealing with not having the right clothes and growing up poor. And that all just layers on you as a young woman. Now, thankfully, you had your faith by your side, but, you know, on the really hard days when people are throwing rocks at you or beating you or hurting you, that's sometimes hard to hold on to with all your might. And a shiny light along your way, you had a couple girlfriends that stepped up. I know Nikki was one of your friends in the early years of high school. But your story is really so much about life transitions, and I feel that's where you really land on your feet when it comes to resilience. Your father got a job transfer when you were a freshman, and you had to move from Texas to Oregon. Now, I'm from Oregon, so I can definitely understand this next chapter of your story, because for the first time, you were in a school that wasn't culturally diverse. Can you share with us how hard that was?
Yes, that was very hard. Went into a school where I was the only Black girl and there were two other Black boys. And so I had kids that would say the N-word. I had a skinhead group teasing me. I would sit alone at lunch. And so it was very hard.
The thing I find so, I'm just in awe of you, is with all of that, I guess, hate coming your way or discrimination coming your way, that spirit, and this is where your faith, again, was so important throughout your story here. You decided at a talent show to read a poem. What was that?
It was a poem I witnessed Oprah Winfrey perform at the Essence Awards in 95. And it was titled, I Know Who I Am. I had rewritten the poem and decided to take a passionate, kind of angry version of the poem for within myself, because I was so angry about just all of the not being liked for the color of my skin. And with that poem, I was able to, at the talent show everyone that I'm unapologetically me, and whether they like me or not, I'm a black girl.
You know what? I wish I could hear that poem, because boy, did you show them. All of a sudden, the pendulum swung in your favor, and they started being nicer to you. People started eating with you. I know that athletics has always been one of your escapes amongst abuse in your life, and you were really, really good, at track and so forth. But you did have to move high schools, because originally you were at Clackamas, then you went to Milwaukee. But again, you felt as though the color of your skin prevented you from being able to thrive athletically at the first school. Why was that?
Because I was not able to run varsity or run with or go to state. I don't know the exact reason, but I could only imagine. I was told one day to go get my cleats, because I had rightfully won my place on the relay to go to state. And when I came back from getting my cleats, I was told to go home and we'll try again next year, after I had seen parents talking with the coaches who appeared very upset.
And that's not just confusing, but again, that continued to fuel that anger that you had. And then on the home front, your dad was still, in your words, kind of corporal punishment, still kind of being abusive to your older sister and you. And you decided to just leave. You were done. You didn't want to deal with the discrimination at school and not being able to go to state and dealing with your father, that you ended up getting a Greyhound and going back to Texas. And when you were in Texas, you stayed with a family that you had known for years when you lived there before. But when you were there, staying with this family that you had considered as family, that's when you were abused once again. And what happened there?
I was raped three times. The first time, violently so. After that, they came back in the middle of the night while I was sleeping, and I was raped again by the same boy and another boy he had brought in.
And I'm wondering, one of the things that was also heartbreaking during that time, it's one thing to be raped and abused, but you had always had that really good friend, Nikki, who was your first friend in high school that kind of showed you the way, helped you get good clothes, introduced you to people in sports, and you found out that she was also murdered. All of this happened at the same time. How did Nikki's murder affect you?
I was devastated because, you know, she really looked out for me and she kept her promises. She guided me through. So to find out that she wasn't enjoying college like I had thought, she wasn't happy and smiling, that to find out she was murdered and the way that she was murdered, it was devastating.
And Bertie, the thing I come back to with you always is your faith. That's why I talked about it early on. Because when you were in eighth grade and being bullied by your peers, you had a suicide attempt. And, you know, that was devastating back then. But at this point in your life, you know, you're only about 16 years old and all of this is happening. And the abuse, finding out your best friend was murdered. What kept you from not wanting to commit suicide again?
Well, I just always knew that that wasn't the answer. I had grown confidence from Sequoia and Nikki, kind of establishing that, and that I found my voice, that suicide was a very selfish way to go because there were people who actually did care.
And I think that's really important words that you just said right there because, you know, that is not the answer. The younger you didn't know better, but the older you here did know better. And you ended up going back from Texas to Oregon to be with your family and kind of get checked out after being abused in Texas. And as miracle may have it, you ended up getting a scholarship because you just were at the right timing, I guess, right? Track was just starting. Where did you end up going to school with that scholarship?
I started out at a larger scholarship. We had a choice. It was either full-time or part-time at OSU. And I decided to take the full-time, and that started us out at a community college. So we went, it was Mount Hood Community College.
Okay. And that's where you started that scholarship. And
yes.
the thing is today, you know, we're talking, Bertie, about being resilient. And I think you, through all that you've gone through, are such a good example of that. Where does this resilient survivor muscle mentality come from?
It just came from just knowing and believing in myself and knowing that there's got to be something better. There's something greater than me that I just want to understand and be here for to figure it out and see it one day.
And if you could go back in time and talk to that 7.5-year-old you who, you know, took that first step of faith, what would you say to her?
I'd tell her to go tell her parents what was going on to her, and I'd tell her that she's beautiful and to be confident and lift her head up, and one day she's going to own 3 companies and she's going to have a beautiful son and baby boy. So keep going.
So for everybody out there, look for those 7.5-year-olds that need those words, right? Because those words really would have been helpful back at that age, huh? Bertie, I really want to thank you so much for sharing your story today, and we're going to keep wishing you great things. I know your story goes on and on, and you actually wrote a book. What was the title of your book?
Through the Storm of Early Trauma.
Okay. And there's more than we could even get to today. And so I just encourage everybody to go check that out because these are personal stories that are sometimes hard to talk about. But you did it so courageously today. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And for everybody listening today, just like Bertie, who, you know, stood up today and had her testimony and really wants to make sure that those who are being abused find their voice, we all go through challenges in life. We all have our story. It may be a disability that you have and you've managed and you've coped with it, or a health condition or abuse, or maybe you grew up in poverty and then you made it, whatever making it looks like to you. We'd love to hear that story and potentially have you on the show. So reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. Make sure to give us your name, contact information. Let us know what you've gone through, but also how you grew, because that's what we want to pay it forward and pass on to our audience, is those life lessons. So I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. Today we're talking about being resilient as we live full out. We'll be back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cool day.
Football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
What? What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation on the French Riviera, and then buy it.
You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
When it comes to being resilient in life, you really want to focus in on passion. Let that be your lead. Your passion about relationships and nurturing those, or going after the career of your dreams, or finding the love of your life. When those hard moments come up in life, you're able to squash them, manage them, or cope with them when you have passion in your heart.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about being resilient in life. And when we're in the moment of something that is just difficult, sad, maybe challenging, maybe even hopeless, it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's hard to know that life can get better. But when we consider what we just heard from our inspirational guests and getting through abuse and molestation and racial discrimination, or when we think about, you know, somebody who has wronged us in life, you always want to remember that that negative, toxic actions, that's the other people. That is their problem. That is their flaw. You always want to remember that you are beautiful, that you are of purpose, that you have a voice, and really protect and guard all that good stuff that embodies you as you, you know, strive to be resilient and live full out. Now, I want to move over to a listener here that's calling in. I hear a producer has someone that wants to say hi. Hello, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, thank you for calling in. How can I help you?
Yeah, so I had a question. Basically, I'm already halfway through college and I still haven't dated anyone. And kind of like this, coupled with the fact that college has been mostly online, I've just been feeling really lonely and having low self-esteem. So I was wondering if you just had any tips on how to get better at this.
Let me ask you a question. So I think there's different kinds of relationships that we can have. One is a friendship relationship. One is a romantic relationship. And then, of course, we have family. So at this point in your life, with different pressures that you have going on, Are you wanting that romantic relationship, or are you wanting just solid friendship relationships?
I think it's just like the idea of a romantic relationship and having like that one person who's there for you. That's really appealing for me. And I just like see everyone around me also in relationships right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm with you. I am completely with you. I was a late bloomer. I mean, I don't think my first boyfriend, I don't think I really had him until my early 20s, you know? And at that, I was just shy and, you know, I was more of everyone's friend. So I get it. What I would say is this. Number one, look at relationships that you find are successful. Or look at other women or men that have qualities of a partner that you either want in somebody or that you want to embody yourself. Now, the reason why that's important is because when you do start to meet somebody, you want to look at how much of a giver you want to be, compromising, loving, but not over-loving, right? You don't be the helicopter partner, right? Who hovers over them, right? You want to find relationships that have a good balance and really study them. Then you want to figure out, okay, what type of person do I want to meet? You know, is it someone of a certain faith? Is it someone of a certain social mentality? And kind of let that be your guide for how you meet them. You know, of course, there's Bumble and Match and all these online and app dating sites. And for some people, that's quick, that's efficient, that's a better way to go. For others, it might be a club at school where you can naturally meet them, or church, or again, I've said it to a caller earlier, meetup.com oftentimes has social groups there. And maybe you just don't want the pressure of, you know, forcing it, but you just want to be natural. And then most of all, if you smile, if you giggle, if you say silly things, if you be naturally you, you never have to be anything more than that, because you want the person that loves that part of you. So you don't have to be anything more than you are now. So feel confident in that. Can you try those things?
Yeah, no, that sounds really great. I never thought about it that way.
Well, you know what? I think that the right partner is just waiting for you to walk through that door at that social function. The right partner is just waiting for you to create a dating profile. But it takes you taking that action, but that person is waiting for you to take that step forward. Okay?
Yeah, no, that's great advice. I'm going to get on it right away.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. And for everybody listening today, oh my gosh, it's all about being resilient. Go out there, have fun, date, get that job, move to a new location, nurture those friendships. The entire Living Full Out family thanks you for listening. We got Rich and Eilish and Marilyn and Caleb and, of course, me, Nancy. And we want to make sure that you are out there resiliently just putting those obstacles in their place, taking your power back, living full out, smiling, moving, shaking, having a good time. And most of all, if you need to hear this show again, make sure you go to livingfullout.com. All the episodes are waiting there for you, or go to social media, check us out there. But know that I believe in you very much, and it's all about being resilient as you walk through life living full out. Know that I believe in you always. Here's to you living full out.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Solari. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.